Welcome to the PiTech Solutions Podcast, where we bring you the latest in news and trends shaping the future of technology in regulated industries. I'm Mike, and joining me as always is Laura. Today we're diving deep into healthcare, and Laura, there's a lot happening in this space right now.
There really is, Mike. Healthcare is going through what I'd call an AI inflection point in 2026. We've moved past the experimentation phase, and now we're seeing massive enterprise-wide commitments. The headline that caught my eye this week was United Health Group announcing a $3 billion investment in artificial intelligence.
$3 billion. That is not a pilot program. That is a full-scale transformation. United Health has over 22,000 software engineers, and reportedly more than 80% of them are now using AI to write code or build new agents. They're deploying over 1,000 AI applications across insurance, care delivery, and pharmacy operations.
And the scope is really striking. We're talking about claims processing, patient record transcription, customer service, and clinical decision support. Their AI chatbots handled 65 million calls just in the past year. But here's where it gets interesting for C-suite leaders. This kind of investment forces a strategic conversation. If the largest health insurer in the country is going all in on AI, what does that mean for providers, for smaller payers, and for the competitive landscape?
Exactly. And it's not without controversy. There's a class action lawsuit alleging that United Health used a flawed AI algorithm called NH Predict with a reported 90% error rate to deny Medicare Advantage claims. So the governance question is front and center. They've set up a responsible AI review board with 20 to 25 experts, including clinicians and ethicists. But the court of public opinion is watching closely.
That's such a critical point. For any executive listening, the lesson here isn't just about deploying AI. It's about deploying it responsibly with transparent governance frameworks. Because one high-profile failure can set your entire AI strategy back years.
Absolutely. Now let's shift gears to the regulatory side, because CMS has made a really significant move with the ACCESS model. ACCESS stands for Advancing Chronic Care with Effective, Scalable Solutions, and it's a voluntary 10-year payment model launching in July 2026.
This is a game changer, Mike. The ACCESS model fundamentally rethinks how Medicare pays for technology-enabled care. Instead of paying for activities, it pays for outcomes. Participating organizations receive predictable payments for managing qualifying conditions. But they only earn the full amount when patients actually meet measurable health goals, things like lower blood pressure or reduced pain scores.
And the clinical tracks are thoughtfully chosen. They're focusing on conditions that affect more than two-thirds of Medicare beneficiaries: high blood pressure, diabetes, chronic musculoskeletal pain, and depression. Applications were due April 1st, so we're right in the thick of it now.
What excites me about this model is the signal it sends to the market. CMS is essentially saying, we believe digital health technologies, wearables, remote monitoring, telehealth, these tools can improve outcomes and we're willing to pay for it. That creates a massive incentive for health systems to invest in their digital infrastructure.
And working alongside the ACCESS model is the FDA's TEMPO pilot, which stands for Technology-Enabled Meaningful Patient Outcomes. The FDA is creating a streamlined pathway for digital health devices to reach patients while maintaining safety standards. So you've got both the payer side and the regulatory side aligning around technology-enabled care.
It's a rare moment of federal coordination that C-suite leaders should be paying very close attention to. Now, Mike, let's talk about what's happening on the clinical side with AI and drug discovery and clinical trials, because 2026 is being called the year AI stops being optional in this space.
That's a bold statement, but the data backs it up. AI-enabled workflows are now compressing early drug discovery timelines by 30 to 40%. We're seeing preclinical candidate development shrink from the traditional 3 to 4 years down to 13 to 18 months. That's extraordinary.
And in clinical trials, more than half of companies are now applying AI to patient recruitment and protocol optimization. The emergence of AI-enabled simulation tools is particularly fascinating. Teams can now model an entire trial end-to-end before the first site is even activated, testing assumptions and exposing bottlenecks before they cost millions of dollars.
There's also exciting work happening with reinforcement learning and self-driving laboratories. Multiple organizations are deploying robotic research facilities that run experiments 24/7 without human intervention. These design, make, test, learn cycles are dramatically accelerating the pace of scientific discovery.
But let's be realistic about the constraints. Biology doesn't speed up just because AI does. Clinical trial durations, regulatory review timelines, and manufacturing scale-up all have non-negotiable requirements. The real value of AI here is in making smarter decisions earlier and reducing expensive failures.
Well said. Now, stepping back to the broader landscape, the NVIDIA Healthcare AI survey for 2026 found that 85% of healthcare organizations are increasing their AI budgets this year, with nearly half expecting increases of more than 10%. That's a strong signal of confidence.
And the areas seeing the most adoption are ambient clinical documentation and administrative automation. AI-powered ambient scribes are becoming standard in many health systems, reducing clinician documentation burden and giving doctors more time with patients. Revenue cycle management and prior authorization are also seeing significant AI deployment.
But here's what I think separates the leaders from the laggards. It's not just about deploying AI tools. It's about building the governance infrastructure to support them. The FDA is expected to finalize its draft AI guidance in 2026, which will require sponsors to submit detailed documentation on model architectures, training data, and governance frameworks.
At the state level, too, we're seeing an explosion of regulation. By mid-2025, over 250 healthcare AI bills had been introduced across more than 34 states. Colorado's AI Act now mandates disclosure and opt-out mechanisms for AI use in healthcare. So the regulatory environment is getting more complex, not simpler.
For C-suite leaders in healthcare, the strategic imperative is clear. You need an AI strategy, a governance framework, and a regulatory compliance roadmap. And you need all three working together. Technology adoption without governance is a liability. Governance without technology adoption means falling behind.
Couldn't agree more. And organizations that invest in transparency and responsible AI practices now are going to be the ones positioned as trusted innovators, not just technology adopters. The trust dividend in healthcare is enormous.
Great insights as always, Laura. This is truly a pivotal moment for healthcare technology, and the decisions being made right now by health system CEOs, CIOs, and chief medical officers will shape the industry for the next decade.
Thank you for joining us today. To learn more about PiTech Solutions, visit our website at pitechsol.com. Thanks, and have a great day.